We are. On the third line, we're going to start again on Daled Amud Beis. Something about Matanai Drabanon. So where did Meshlaitz come from? Right? Where did Meshlaitz come from? Manushek, if you're afraid, if you say the woman would have known, then it's Daya Shaita. If you tell me the woman wouldn't know, or you're afraid the woman wouldn't know, so then it should be from the last Bedika. Where does Meshlaitz come from? Dr. Gemara, Kihar Damar, Yudam Meshmul. Chachamim Titnu Lam, Lebnais Yisrael. Chachamim made it Takana for Jewish girls that are Isaac and Taurus. She invites us Achman Chakras Varvis. They should check themselves in morning and evening. Now, I want to point out something that I'm definitely going to repeat multiple times. As I said last Monday in the introduction, that in those days, they were able to look at red, and not every shade of red was Gamida. Therefore, women can make Vedikas multiple times and not run into problems. Because the rub they went to, the pricing they went to, would know exactly which shade of red to Paskin one way, and which shade of brown, and which shade of black, and which shade of this, and which shade of that. Whereas today, Yasmi the Yasmi Anan, we don't have that ability, and therefore anything that looks suspicious goes to Chumrah. So we encourage women not to make extra bedikas, because the more bedikas you make, the more problems you make, because we're going to end up with something we can't Paskin. So even though we're going to have continuously during the Masechta, how women are encouraged, and in fact there's a takana that they make multiple bedikas. That was great in those days when they were able to paskin bedikas with a clarity. Today, because of our lack of clarity, we don't encourage women to make extra bedikas. So therefore, we're going to have this throughout the Masechta, this making bedikas then and making bedikas then, as we're going to have soon that women used to make a bedika before Tashmish, after Tashmish. All those bedikas were encouraged, and there was even a takana here. Because in those days, the bedikas, there was a clear psukim of people who knew every shade of color. Today, we don't have that bakias, and therefore, we discourage women from making extra bedikas, because we're going to have to go l'chumra many times when we shouldn't. And therefore, we say, you have a chazak of tara, don't make bedikas if you don't have to, yes?
Where else do we see a derisa with rather severe punishment where we don't make
them? Again, there's no derisa with a severe punishment. A woman has a cheskes tara. It's not the time of her vest. There's no reason to think she's going to get dumb. It's chumra because of taras. So we instituted this chumra by taras, and we made... So the Chachamim made a takana. She bites gazatz from chakras v'arbis. Chakras v'hachshir taras olayla. By checking herself in the morning if she's clean. So every food or keli that she touched during the night is kahar. V'arbis v'hachshir taras shayay. V'zu hayavulay batka. Since she didn't check, if sida aina. Now aina means a time period of day or night. So when we say aina, we mean, let's say this woman checked herself on the morning. We'll stick to the morning now. She checked herself in the morning and found herself tummy. So now, normally we would say she's tummy from last night. That was the last time she checked. She was fine. But now she's not fine. So anything that happened since last night's bedika is questionable, and therefore we say it's tummy. That makes sense. That you don't need a takana. That makes sense. That would be a chash, right? And the reason she checks every morning and every night is to make sure that she's not tummy from last night. So she checks in the morning and she finds herself tummy. We say, you might have become tummy in the middle of the night. So because this woman doesn't check, she skipped last night's bedika, and she skipped yesterday morning's bedika, and she skipped the night before's bedika. We say, throw a knas of her of an extra time period, the extra day, and make her go back 24 hours. She should go back only 12 hours to the last bedika, which is at the beginning of the night. She didn't. So she didn't make the bedika. So the first 12 hours, it says, she finds herself tummy in the morning. Makes sense to say that the reason we made the bedika is that if she finds herself tummy in the morning, she should go back to the last bedika. That's what we made the bedikas for. We're going like the old shita, then you go from bedika to bedika. But now, this woman skipped last night's bedika. So we say, really? We don't have to go back 24 hours. because the Maisa, the woman didn't see, and all the reasons we had, Shammai's reasons, Chazaka and Hargasha, and the Kaisle Beis Arachim is not my Madam, all those Svaras, and Bittul Peri Verivya, all the Svaras we said, just kick in. But the Chacham said, we got to punish this woman. She didn't do what was called on her for. She should have made a particular last night, and she didn't. We throw another period of time, which means either another day or another night, and we ask her in 24 hours.
That's a naive question. What are we concerned about? In other words, she took home either a carbon to eat?
It could be carbon, it could be truma, it could be kalim that are used for truma.
Oh, so the kalim are from where? From her house?
It could be in her house. This is a lady that... Okay, this is a house that eats truma. Everything in that house is on the highest level of tara because of truma. Their pots have truma, their pans have truma, their plates have truma, their spoons have truma. Everything is used for truma.
Okay, so that means they have to keep kalim when they don't eat truma, separate kalim for nothing.
No, they could eat those kalim and truma as well, as if it were truma. They keep the level of tara as if everything in their house was truma.
Including kalim.
Everything.
And okay, so they don't have a change of kalim.
There's no need for it.
Tame, they use different kalim.
When they're tame, they're out of the house. We went through this last time. When the woman becomes a needy, she's out of the house. She has nowhere to sit. When she sits, it becomes tame.
Okay, so anybody who brought a korban and ate from that korban has to keep a...
For that period of time. They ate it in Yerushalayim, not at their house in Sfas.
Right. In Yerushalayim, if they touched anything, they would have to toivel the carbon.
Before they bring a carbon, they would have to be tar on the highest level. And then during the time they're eating the carbon, they would have to maintain that. And then when they're finished, they can go back home and live the regular life. Again, in those days, a lot of people kept that level of tara. Chaverim kept a level of tara higher than necessary. They were makpid in all rabbinic things. Amoratsim weren't so careful with them in tara. Yes? I was very careful. I was very careful. I said they kept a higher level of tara, no, not the level of truma.
You switched in your conversation.
I did. I did, so you shouldn't ask me the question.
What?
I did, so you shouldn't ask me the question.
For
those who didn't keep the highest level, were they doing a Avera or something?
It depends how careful they were. If they weren't careful, they were called Amoratsim.
They were called Amoratsim, and were they doing an Avera by putting...
I'm not getting involved. I don't know. That's upstairs with the Rabbinic Slalom. I don't deal with that. They weren't called Kaverim. They weren't reliable. A person who was Machpun and Tyra would be in their house. And if he actually touched a beggar, he would go to run to the mikvah.
Except
right.
Any place that comes
is
more than
an ina,
right?
Mesla ace is two inas. Every mesla ace consists of two inas.
Why we
One ina is the reason they told her to make the bedika. And one extra one for knas. My ina, what does it mean, ina? Ina yisera. An extra ina, meaning the first night, he made the medik in the morning. I picked that. I could have said she made the medik at night. I don't care when it would be. Right? Go back one, because that was the reason of the takana to make the medik each ina. Right? They make it at the end of the night, at the end of the day, at the end of the night, at the end of the day. That's a big machlokes, halos to shkia, halos to tzeitzer. By Vestas, we say shkia to nates to shkia. But I don't know if by this we say that. I don't know. By Vestas, when a woman sees them, we ask if it's before Nate or after Nate. We don't say Aloys. But that's not the game now. We're not doing Halach. Not Halach is here. Always remember that. Amalai Rapapa Rapapa. Vazim and Mishkakas like Gimalainis for Meslais. What if she checked herself 12 o'clock at noon? So now, Tamei she is, right? That aina would end. That was the morning. It's a half an aina. Then we added on another aina because of a knas. Then we added on another half an aina because we're making 24 hours. 24 hours is not just one aina extra. It's an ein and a half extra. She made the bedikah at 12 o'clock. So she's, but we say, till the last time she should have made the bedikah, right? We don't go back all the way to the previous bedikah. Then we add an ein as a knas. So now we're back 18 hours. Why are we adding another 6 hours? That's a second ein. So he told them, his shluch hacham be the same, so it's happening with Mace Place. You know, Rabbanu wanted to make a thing. 24 hours. Iba is same much, say chayte nisker. You want to tell me that the woman that makes a bedikah in the morning has to go back to the morning. The woman that makes a bedikah at noon only has to go back to last night. That's what your kasha was. So you mean, by not making the bedikah for an extra 6 hours, she gained. We're not going to have a game. My benayu, it could benayu the ista civile batka. If I miss, she wanted to make a bedikah in the morning, and something came up that she couldn't do the bedikah. So if we want to have chayte nisker, we don't consider her a chayte. Whereas, if it's the reason the Rabbana made a light plug, we would say she has to wait 24 hours also. Zuck Rashi. Rashi starts Chachamim. That's where we're starting Rashi. I guess, I don't know, everybody might have a little bit different. Mine is even with the first wide line in the Gemara. Chachamim Tikulahem, with the first wide line in the Gemara. Not in the Rashi. Even with the first line in the Gemara. Chachamim Tikulahem, Asnitzin He. Hamayim would be chaliyat bedekim. It's a Mishnah later on that a woman who works with keeps tara, which means a woman that kept tara always checked herself twice a day. Shachris lahachshe tara shalayla lahaytzi mechal safik tuma. She timta tahira. She finds herself clean. Hey, that's loyvasa lahayla. She timta arvis tameya yatsuay lumisafik. She shouldn't have to go back more than the morning's bedika. And she went many days. Now, if you went with the letter of the law, we wouldn't worry. Because Shammai had a bunch of svaris that we don't have to worry. Every tara that she did during this time period, she lost. And then they added another right. You know, somebody's making noise out there. We say it goes back the day and then the night. Of the day, it's not a knas. The fact that we make the tarot of the day, that would have happened even if she followed the rule. She checked herself in the morning, she was fine. She checked herself in the evening, she's not fine. That day is not a knas, it's a fear. That's the fear we have, right? So the Chachamim are afraid of that. I know right? We go by the last bedikah. Shammai wouldn't worry, but we're not going in Shammai Shita. We're going in Hillel Shita. We're worried. But really, we're not worried that much. So why are we going back at Meisleis as a knas to her? Gimu Oynus. Then they batka yamim rabim, batka b'tzarayim, and she checked at noon. The matamim on May slaves, we go back 24 hours. That was the gimloin, hayayim, emesh last night, the esmol b'freya tzarayim, and yesterday back to noon. V'hashta kasina leishtayayinus, we're adding a knas of two. Rabbanu chadu d'kansu b'sulay, they only added one time period. That's why I stressed, ayinah is not 12 hours. Ayinah is a night or a day. In the winter, the night is shorter, and the day is the night is longer, and the summer, the night shorter. We're not counting hours. We're counting an aina. That's why the Gemara and Akasha, you're doing more than an aina. You're going back an aina and a half. Mishani chachamim hishum in the seyam, shleitachlik b'meishleis. You shouldn't make differences. Tzman kavua b'chalot, a set time and a definite time. Nasala m'befreya, they gave her retroactively. Vafilo asas ha'aitas ma megimu aynas, even if she did three aynas. Now, Chabatka Mitzarayim, Lebatka Shachris, the MS, she didn't do last night, and she didn't do the morning. They didn't want to subtract and say only 18 hours. A Pasku Devrayim, so I didn't let Dwarim Lashurim. You can't open it up to interpretation. Flat, straight. Iba Yisema, Lachim Atamina La Mitzarayim, Dasmo, the Amit Loi Nishnas, El Loi Nisera. If you're only going to add the night, Nimtachaita Nisker, so gain. But Kalayim Shachris, the one that makes it in the morning, Hoifin Knesset makes Leish Shalom. She would have to go back 24 hours an extra Haina. And Neshi Ichrad Atzerayim, because she sinned for 6 more hours, Leitzivu Lachtoi, Leivsin Elayi Levachatziyai. That wouldn't be fair. Therefore, we said 24 hours. This Nisa, Shenensa Shachris Leibatka. The list of the Chayte Nisker Lekka, the Nensa, she was an Anusa. She wanted to make the Bedika. Something came up and stopped her. The listener, the Leitach Leitika. Fine.
When does Bedika harvest?
Can't hear you.
When does she do Bedika?
Any time in the evening. There's no set time.
The first Rashi says Shachris. To tell us that first Rashi there says Shachris. Lachshir Tara Shalaila.
Again, if she does a Bedika like she's supposed to, twice a day, each one makes tar the time period since the last one.
She does it right before she goes to bed and not touching food. What does she need that Shachris one for?
Because she got up and watched Negevaser. Is that cup coming?
That's not
Tara's life. It's Tara's. Every Kaylee in her house.
Okay.
Every Kaylee in the house. She got up in the middle of the night and touched the dish.
If in the winter she does it at like,
again, it's not a matter of hours. That's what I was trying to tell you. Chazal, really, she doesn't have to make any bedikas. She's a cheskes tara. This is all rabbinic fear. According to Shammai, this doesn't exist. The Rabbanim were afraid, and really what they should do is go from the last bedika. Came along the Chacham and said, no, it doesn't happen 3 days before. So really, they should go back an X amount of time. Why did they pick 24 hours? Because 12 hours would have been there even if she had kept the bedikas. So we added another 12 hours. 12 hours is lav dafka. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Bedikas for her to continue doing for future, not from what we know.
No, it's not true.
No?
No. The bedikas is that if she's tamei, everything she just did is wrong. And if she's tahar, she's good to go as far as the past. Bedik is not for the future. Bedik is for the past. I'm afraid to insert halacha because I say halacha, we're going to be wandering all over the place. The halacha says that a woman that has, let's say, Aina Beinah, she has to do bedik on the 30th day, right? She's no vest. I'm not going to get involved in halacha now. She's told she has to check herself twice. Why is she checking herself? Because it makes sense that the period came that day. So we want her to check herself twice to make sure the period didn't come. Right? It's not to guarantee that the period's not coming. No halachic questions.
My question is, why are you saying there's no halachic questions? These are all halachic.
No, they're not halachic for us.
Temporary halachic.
There's nothing to do with us.
Contemporary.
I'm talking about contemporary. I don't want to get into contemporary halachic. You want to ask me the Gemara, you can ask me an halachic question in the Gemara. You want to ask me on contemporary halachic? Halachic here in Shevavim, they always have these halachic here. They go through everything. Yes.
I would point out that there is a tension in what you're saying between temporary use of the word hour and the Jewish use of the word hour. The night and the day each have 12 hours, no matter what part.
Yes, I know. I was talking about the contemporary use of the word hour. You're 100% right.
You know, part of the tension here is whether the one of the longer hours is the same as a shorter hour.
But, yeah, logically, every night has 12 hours and every day has 12 hours. You're correct. But I was using the term hours in contemporary days. That just makes it easier for me. That's what the Mishnah said, that everybody agrees that if she has a set time, she doesn't have to worry about before. The Chayrar Mishnah is only like Reb Daisa. Now we're going to bring a Braisa, the Tanya. There are four women, we might as well get familiar with these four women because we're going to be dealing with them. There are four women that don't have to worry that if they find dam, they should have to go back any amount of hours. And they are Sula, a girl that never saw dam, a woman that never saw dam. She can be married, I don't care. She never had a period. And at least that's the simple translation. We'll see later on, it's not so simple. But at this point, that's how we're going to translate it. A woman that never saw dam, she can be married, but she never had a period. So that woman, if she sees dam, there's no reason to say it came before. She didn't have periods. Mubareth, a woman that's pregnant, is called a musulekes damim. Pregnant women don't have periods. In the Gemara's time, pregnant women didn't have periods after 3 months. This becomes a contemporary shaila. And in contemporary halacha, Reb Moshe paskens, not everybody agrees, that a woman is considered a musulekes damim once her pregnancy test comes back positive. The Kula Reb Moshe, and I know somebody that asked him, Reb Akiva Eiger says 3 months Lamaisa, and Reb Akiva Eiger only lived about 190 years ago, and he answered him, Nishtanatav. That's what Reb Moshe answered him. So I'm just quoting somebody who talked to Reb Moshe. That's all. But that's what Reb Moshe says, that once a woman knows she's pregnant, she's musulekes damim. It's not Gehe Lamaisa. When we get later on, we might even mention the Halakha Lamaisa. But I'm just pointing that out. But in the Gemara terminology, a Muberes is after 3 months of pregnancy. Menika, a nursing woman. In the time of Gemara, women didn't get periods for 24 months after they gave birth. It's questionable whether they had to be nursing or not. That's going to be a discussion later on in the Gemara. But in those days, women did not have periods for 24 months after giving birth, especially if they were nursing. Uskena, and a woman that's menopausal. She passed menopause, and therefore she doesn't have periods anymore. If she sees them, she doesn't have to worry that she had the blood before. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbanan, Rabbi Eliezer, call Isha Shiesh Lodestai Shaita. You don't have to have these four women. No, any woman that has a vest kabua doesn't have to worry, which is what our Mishnah said. That means, obviously, the ones who didn't say this way disagree with Rav Daisa. That means our Mishnah is going like Rav Daisa. Rabbanan would say, no, only those four women don't have to worry about it. But any woman that has a vest does have to worry about it. Because it's Rav Daisa that comes on and adds this fifth woman. That means the others disagree with him. Our Mishnah said like Rav Daisa. So the Chayr, our Mishnah is like Rav Daisa, not like Rabbanan. And for the Gemara.
When a woman has passed menopause and she sees blood, it doesn't count that blood?
No, it counts.
In the same area.
Again, she's Anita, but she doesn't have to worry that she saw before. The chumrah of worrying that you have to go back 24 hours doesn't exist by her.
No, we're not afraid that she missed a previous one.
No, not previous one. People don't have
periods. Really had,
we don't have to worry that she got it earlier. This is a woman that's working with truma. That she has to go back 24 hours and say everything she touched in the last 24 hours is stomach. The answer is no, because she doesn't see periods.
And women do know when they hit menopause, and it's not long.
Well, you know, that's why we have a home sex. Yes. Baruch Hashem, it goes to Ayin Gimel, I think. Ayin Gimel is the last Daf. And we have to Ayin Gimel, and we're only up to Daf. Got a long way to go. Yes. Okay, again, I'd rather the Gemara do that, yes.
Is a woman who is established to be post-menopausal, can you check at all?
No, 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 never. No.
And this becomes after 3 times, right?
Yeah, when I answer him, I'll answer you the same way. The Gemara will discuss how a woman knows she's menopausal. We're not talking, it's not contemporary halacha. We're dealing with Gemara. I knew when I was going to learn that this would come up. My only nechama was that I'm dealing with an older crowd. If I were dealing with younger guys, they would drive me nuts because everything is contemporary halacha lamaisa for them. Baruch Hashem, the older crowd, probably not negay anymore, so therefore I don't have to deal with it. So I was a little bit nisnachim that I won't have to deal with halacha every day.
I
can
drive people.
Okay. Anyway, weiter. The machlokes, the way the Gemara interprets now, when the Gemara will change its mind, is that Rav Daisa and Rabbanan are arguing about a woman that has a vest. Let's say we'll make it up every fifth of the month. So every hay she sees. Rabbanan agree that if she's on hay, if she sees on hay, she doesn't have to go back. She always sees on hay. There's no reason to say that she saw it 24 hours earlier. How about if she sees on Aleph that month? She didn't keep her vest. Her vest is hay. And now she saw this Mangalala. It didn't work. The system didn't work. So Rabbanan say, listen, this woman has to be chayshus for 24 hours. You can't count on her vest. It didn't happen on the time of her vest. And Rav Zaitza said, since this is a woman that has a vest, we don't have the chumrah for her, even when she sees not in the time of her vest. That's the machlokes Rav Zaitza and Rabbanan. Therefore, the Mishnah is not picking sides. The Mishnah is talking about a woman that saw on the day of her vest. Everybody agrees, the Gemara answers, that if she saw on the day of her vest, there's no reason to be machmer. However, if she saw not on the day of her vest, so the Rabbanan say, listen, it can't count on the vest. She's off. And therefore, she has to be machmer. And Rabbi Leiter says, since this is a woman that regularly has a vest, they never made the chumrah by her. End of story. The chumrah. Remember, this is a chumrah.
We're talking about the vest over here. It's a calendar day rather than...
It could be about this 25 different vests.
I don't know what that's...
Okay, that's what... You know why? I'm eyeing Gimel. You should ask all your questions. Because most of them will be... I don't mind if you ask. But that's going to be a discussion of the Gemara. The two most common ones are calendar day or periods in between. One's called the vest haflug, one's called the vest haflug. Those are the two common ones. But there are many more. There's 25 more. That's right. Trust me. You get a nice headache by the time we get there.
I mean, the reason is because she did nothing wrong. That's why. Is that correct? That's the reason why you...
See, why we wouldn't punish her?
Yeah.
Could be. I don't know. Maybe Rashi will tell me. I don't know. That's what the Gemara wants to answer now. Umasnisa b'shas vest of a divrei hakoyel. Zok Rashi. Dr. Ashi, Dalit Nashim Dayan Shaitam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines at the bottom. The nation, the main musulakim, their blood is removed. Vein dam matzu behem. And blood is not frequent by them. Mesula, mesulas damim, slayrasa damim meha. It means she's removed. It doesn't mean a mesula that she never had a relationship. That's usually what mesula means. Here it means she's virgin in the sense that she never had a period. But feeling the sua, even if she's married, karile mesula. There's nothing to do with her virginity as far as marriage is concerned. It has to do with the fact that she never had a period. Welcome Mefarish from Masnitsin. The Kula Mefarish from Masnitsin is to actually wait to the mission that will explain everything. Zaysheimer, will plead Galei Rabbanan Baumalei, the regular Rabbanan argue. Ela Shleim B'Shas Vesta. The Kivan the Rasha Shleim B'Shmana. Ikalamechers Dom Mekam Mahoki. Maybe it happened before. Don't let Kalamei Mahoki B'Shmana Ba. You can't say that the period came in its time. Period. That's what the Gemara answers. So our Mishnah doesn't have to go like Rav Zaitza. The Mishnah can go like Rabbanan. Talk to Gemara. Now, Michlal, Rav Zaitza, Finlish, Slaib, Shas Vesta. The Major Rav Zaitza says, you don't even have to worry, not at the right time. So Rabbi Kohn said, because he didn't do anything wrong, perhaps. So Man Tana Lahod, the Tana Rabbanan. So now we have a Brisa, and we have to figure out who's this Brisa going on. Isha Shiesla Vest. Kisma Tamar Lemafreya, a woman that has a vest, Kabua, her Kesem is Tame retroactive. Meaning we're going to be dealing with this coming up, and that is, there's two ways that a woman becomes Tame. One is a period, and one is she finds a spot on her clothing. With all kinds of conditions of when it's Matame, but we're not getting involved in that. There's a whole period of a Raya Kesem. So we're not going to get involved in that. But a Kesem is Matame woman. This woman always sees a hay, and she finds a kesem. Does she say it happened? She finds a kesem on whatever it is, Dalet, Gimel. So we say it's Matamila Mefreya all the way back to the last time she checked her clothing or the last time she did laundry. That's Dalet. Now, what happens if this woman has a vest and she sees a kesem? We still say that she's Tamei Lemefreya. That's what it says. And there's a svara to that. Because it's not a period, it's a kesem. So we don't know when it happened. See, why? So the Brisa gives a reason. Because Shemtira B'Shalei B'Shas Vesta M'Tamei Meflei. Because this woman, if she would have seen not on hay, which was her vest, she would have been M'Tamei 24 hours. So we see that we don't say that this woman is absolved of every chumrah. We see that when she sees on the wrong day, we do give her the chumrah. Therefore, we give her the chumrah by kesem also. That's what the Brisa says. Now, Is that like Reb Zaitza? We just said Reb Zaitza said, even on the wrong day, we don't give her the Chumrah. Is this Braitza only like Rabbanah, name of Rabbanah, we learn Reb Zaitza? Are we going to say that the Braitza is not like Reb Zaitza? And for the Gemara, no. The Gemara does it at 180. I feel the time of Reb Zaitza. No, Reb Zaitza agrees that if she sees on the wrong day, we give her the Chumrah. I'd kind of like plug in Reb Zaitza later, Rabbanah, Reb Shaz Vesta. We go back to the original. That the Makwait is Rabban and Reb Zaitza is only if she sees on hay. I was Shloim Shaz Vesta, Vaidalahu. But if she sees on olive, Reb Zaitza agrees we do the Chumrah. Umasnisim Shaz Vesta, Reb Zaitza. And Enoch Inami, our Mishnah is going like Reb Zaitza, not like Rabbanon. And the Braitza is going even like Reb Zaitza because he holds Shloim Shaz Vesta. We are Machmer. Ubraitza, Divri Akoyel. Now the Gemara just did something very interesting. We have a Mishnah and we have a Braitza. You can either say the Mishnah is like Rabbanon and the Braitza is like Rabbanon, not like Reb Zaitza. Or you can say the Mishnah is Reb Zaitza and the Braitza is like everybody. Now, logically, what would we say? That the Mishnah should go like everybody and the Braitza should be not like Reb Zaitza. The Gemara decides we'd rather have the Braitza go like everybody and the Mishnah go like Reb Zaitza. Why do we do that? Mishnahs are more accurate, accepted than Braitzas. And here, we're giving weight to the Braitza to change our whole... We were going to say that the Machlokes of Braitza and Rabbanan is what she saw in Aleph. But if she saw in Hay, everybody agrees no Chumrah of 24 hours. Then the Braitza says that if she sees an Aleph, you go back. That only like Rabbanan? Something like, no. Everybody agrees if she sees Aleph, you go back. The Machlokes if she sees on Hay, and the Mishnah is like Braitza. That means the Gemara is giving more credibility, this may say, or more weight to the Braitza than it is to the Mishnah. Why? Frech the Gemara, the Lukma Ipcha. Why don't we do the other way? One of them is not going to go like everybody. So why did you choose that the Mishnah only go like the Braitza and the Braitza go like everybody? Why don't you choose that the Braitza is like not like the Braitza and the Mishnah is like everybody? The Gemara, because Kiva the Ikka Lukma Lukula Lukumra, Lukumra Makmina. We'd rather say that we're more machmer. And to say that Reb Zaitza holds that if you see the wrong day, you do go back, then to say that Reb Zaitza holds that you don't go back. We have a choice to pick the Braitza and say Reb Zaitza is more machmer. We have a choice to pick the Mishnah and say Reb Zaitza is make even the wrong day on a different day. We'd rather go Lechumrah. From Tirish, Shalai, B'Shaz, Vesta, to Tama, Meslais. We don't want to go Lekula, we'll do Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Kisma Tamar L'mefreya. Now, by Kesem, it's not 24 hours. It's Ash Shas HaKibus. Till the last laundry. Avagav D'Briyasa Daya Shaita. Even if you learn that the woman that has a vest, if she saw, we wouldn't be Machmer. But Tamino and Kisma L'mefreya. So Ashkechem B'Riya Tamar L'mefreya. But even by periods, we are sometimes Machmer for her. Shem Tirish Shalai B'Shaz Vesta Matamar L'mefreya. If she sees not at the time of vest, she is Matama. Lema Rabbanani, the army Shloi B'Shaz Vesta, Matama L'mefreya. They say Shloi B'Shaz Vesta, she's Matama L'mefreya. So the Gemara V'lukma Ipcha, so Trashin, because the Kimna Mikara, why did we change? My time of Hadruba, Hashabra Matzi L'ukma Matzis and Divri HaKoyl, U'Braitza Rabbanan. Why didn't we stick to the first way? Why did we decide that we'd rather Reb Zaitza go like the Braitza and the Mishnah not lead by like Rabbanan than the opposite way? The Gemara Lekula Lechumra, Mikaro Kimna Lekula. The B'Shaz Vesta Divya Kol Daya Shaita. That the B'Shaz Vesta, everybody agrees, if enough the time. B'Shalay B'Shaz Vesta Bligi. That would be a Kula. B'Ashto Kimna Plukta B'Shaz Vesta. Think of the Machmer Matamelo Lemefreya. Even then, B'Shalay B'Shaz Vesta Divya Kol Matamelo Lemefreya. So we give weight to the fact that we want to be Machmer. It's a very interesting Gemara because we're talking about a Chumra, a Rabbinic Chumra. And we still want to be, we lean in the direction of Chumrah because it's Truman Kutcher. And we're very machmer by those things. Yes, doctor.
Doesn't this last part, maybe I'm confused, doesn't this last part just argue only to both the Baruch Moshe and to me that we are operating in the right in terms of the Kutcher's power?
100%. Okay. It's not a contradiction.
It's not a contradiction.
What I just said. Meaning, we are operating that the right said there's nothing to worry about. And the Rabbanan came along and made a Chumrah. And the Gemara says, would rather learn a bigger Chumrah Rabbanan than a lesser Chumrah Rabbanan.
I'm going to make a different
Chumrah. That's why I said it's a big chiddush. When we're dealing with it the right side, I understand you want to go to Chumrah as much as possible. In Rabbanan, you would think that we'd try to make it more lenient. The Gemara said, I'd rather learn Chumrah. It's a chiddush, but that's what the Gemara is here for, to make chiddushim. What happens to the four ladies? The four ladies that are out of period range. Psula, Buberes, Menekes, and Skena. What's with their ksumim? We dealt with the woman that has a vest, and we said her kiss kesem is tummy. The way we came out, everybody agrees that a woman that has a vest, her kesem is tummy till last time she did laundry. The cool of the vest is only a woman that has a period at the time of vest. That's where we ended up. She don't go, but if she has a kesem, back to the last laundry. Or the last time she checked her baguette. One of the two. Now, Zakti Gemar. Taima, the Isha Sheshlo vest, who the Pligi Rabbanan ben Kisma L'Riyasa? That's where we differentiate between the kesem and the period. How about the other four? The Psula, Muberes, Menekes, and Skena. Kisman Kriyasa. It seems that we're not Mahmer by them. Right? The Brisa only said Isha Sheshla Vest. It didn't say all the women who are not Matame Lemefreya by periods are Matame by Kesem. It didn't say that. It only said it by a woman that has a vest. By the way, a woman that has a vest is seeing periods. Those four women are not seeing periods at all. So what would be their halacha by kesem? Mashma from this, that they wouldn't have mitama lemefreya. Because if they would, then the brisa should have said, all women who are dying shaita are mitama kesem. The brisa only mentioned the woman that has a vest. So therefore must be, hashar nashim shamu chachamim dying shaitam, kisman kriyasan, that we don't go back. It's tumbe, the kesem is tumbe, but we don't go back and say it's from the last laundry. Because these women don't see periods. So their chash that this kesem came from her body is much less. They don't see blood from their body. Mani, who is this like? The Mechanina ben Antignasi. The Amar of Yudah Meshmur Meshem Mechanina ben Antignas. Kalan Lashem Kisma Tamil Mefreya. All the women, when they have a kesem, you go back to the last laundry. And the women, those four women that the Rabbanan said they don't have to go back, kisman kriyasan, their kesem is like their period. Chutz, now that means they're tummy from now, and they're not tummy retroactive. Chutz, b'tinoikis shloi hegiyas mana lirais, a girl that never had a period, we're even more mekel by her. That even if she has a kesem, her sheets have spots all over. We say it's not Tamei Nida. Even now it's not Tamei. We don't even consider her a Nida from now and on. The other three, we don't go back, but Lamaisa, she had a Kesem, we are Machmer, from now. We don't go back since the last laundry, but we go from now. But Shane Kane, this woman that never saw a period, and now she has ksumim, even if she has a bunch of ksumim, we say, it's not even tummim. Why? We'll have to see. Oh, that's what they say. So it says clearly here that all four of them, it doesn't go retroactive. By a woman that has a vest, it does go retroactive by her kesem. But by these four, it doesn't go retroactive. One of them, it doesn't even go from now and on. Rashi. Some trashy. Tani Shimtira Kamayamar. Shimtira, Alma the time the kiss from the time of Lemafreya, from the Ashkaria to May Lemafreya. The only reason by vest we said it goes retroactive is we find some periods by them go retroactive if it's in the wrong time of the month. The Ashkal have a kiss Machama Mariasa. We're not making Kesem more strict than a period. Shmami no, the Isha the Yeshla vest, who the Palugabana ben Kismariasa. It's only by a woman that has a vest that if she sees a period at the wrong time, we would be machmer. Therefore, we're machmer by kesem. The kissim on the time of the Mefreya, Uberiyasa dies right. The kissim is retroactive, and if she sees at the right time of the month, she doesn't have to go back. Because even, meaning like this, Rashi's telling me we would not be machmor by kissim if you're never machmor by a period. If by all periods you say it's not retroactive at all, then we wouldn't go kissim retroactive. We wouldn't be stricter by a kissim than we are by a period. But if you see that some periods we go retroactive, for instance, if she saw the wrong time of the month, so therefore she is sometimes subject to retroactivity. So therefore, by kesem, we say retroactive. That's what the Gemara is, that's what Rashi is explaining. Let me try to explain this. Kesem is rabbinic. The whole concept of kesem is rabbinic. Biblically, a woman who doesn't have a hagasha, which today we translate monthly period, is not time. A woman only sees Dan Nida in the time of the Gemara by Hargasha. If she doesn't have Hargasha, she's not a Nida. Came along to Rabbanan and said, no, no, no. Any blood that comes out of her body is a Nida. Rabbinically, whether she did have Hargasha or not. So the Rabbanan made her a Nida. That's called a Kesem. She finds a spot. For now, they're not stricter by kesem than by a period. It's only rabbinic. They don't want to make it stricter. So if this woman would never go retroactive, they wouldn't go retroactive by kesem either. But since this woman that has a vest does go retroactive if it's not in the time of her vest, so therefore, we're willing to go retroactive by kesem also. But these other four women never go retroactive. And therefore, we don't go retroactive by their kesem either. That's what Rashi is saying.
So, once we do the mafreya by kesem, it's even more cumbersome.
What?
Once we do the mafreya, it's even more cumbersome.
Right. Once we go the mafreya, it's more cumbersome because we're not going back 24 hours. We're going back since the last time she did laundry. Hashar Nashim.
Is that when we go back to laundry? She didn't notice it back then when she was doing the laundry, right?
That means it wasn't there.
When she was doing laundry, it indicates she would have not had knowledge back then.
It's not so simple. It could be that laundry indicates that who was there was gone. I'm not sure. We might find that out later.
Okay.
When a woman does laundry, she makes her clothing clean. That means the spot's not there anymore.
Right. Checks it before she puts on that.
If she does, then it's good enough. You're assuming that she checks it. What if she doesn't check it? It's the middle of the night. She's getting dressed. Also remember, and this is going to come up later, in those days women did not have tight underwear because they didn't have elastic. So all clothing that she wore had to be tied to her body or hung over her shoulder. Men also. Either had to bear a belt or had something that hung over their shoulder like a shirt. They didn't have elastic. The concept that a baggage should stick to a body and not be subject to their, it didn't exist. Because they didn't have elastic. Elastic is a recent invention. I think in World War II is when they came up with plastic to begin with. Probably elastic then too, no?
19th century.
19th century? Okay, I'm wrong. Not the first time, not the last time, but I'm wrong. I don't know. Fine. Let's finish the Rashi. So, Rashi. They never go retroactive. Kismanami in the time of the Mefreya. Kisman Kriyasa Mekanve Elech Tameyas. However, from now on, it's Tame. Chutz Mitinaikas. The Afilu Mikano Labo Nami Loi. God Dharma Psula Sama Kisman Kriyasa. The Mikan Labo Mia Tameya. Now, Rashi's going to come and answer a question. We'll leave that for tomorrow. Everybody's have a well.